This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. He calls it a famine. 7 years have gone by since Tim Hawkins' first book, Wanderings at Deadline, was published. But this year, famine has turned to feast. Two more of Hawkins' poetry collections, Jeremiah Johnson and Synchronized Swimmers, have made it to the bookshelf. And he's just announced that a fourth book is on its way. Hawkins reads from his work.
The Painter's Garden. The garden of Doña Maria Flor del Campo verged on sumptuous wastefulness. Black squirrels fell from trees like the mangoes they consumed, sated on fermenting fruit in the hot morning sun. Fallen branches took root and grew in the fertile soil before becoming choked with lianas. The chortle of a stream marked a haphazard frontier with a looming rainforest, which Hector, the gardener, kept at bay with nothing more than machete and fire. I sought her out on the advice of friends because of recurring nightmares, and found the interior of her colonial house similarly overrun by multitudes of canvases she had apparently labored over, but was unable or unwilling to sell, piled at my feet like the dirty laundry of a lifetime of lovers. It took several furtive inspections before I noticed incremental layers of dust, and I formed the impression that the piles comprised a chronological life's work. The entire retrospective might be cataloged by tipping the stacks like dominoes until the final canvas smacked linoleum, emitting an emphatic plume of dust. "You must learn to practice forgiveness," she told me. The nightmares ceased, and I returned several times for tea, though never quite suggested a journey through her life's work. Afterward, Hector told me he had found her on a moonlit night, painting a large canvas in broad swatches of her own blood. I longed for a photo of the garden and at least one of her paintings, but all was consumed by fire and forest.
I love your work, Tim. Not just saying that. I really do.
Thank you, Zinta. Thanks for having me here today.
You know, most poets would be writers, would be happy to have one book come out in a year. You've got two. Greedy much?
It's kind of feast or famine, isn't it? You know how the publishing business goes. And yeah, I do feel a little bit almost silly or guilty that I have two books coming out in the span of a couple of months. But I'm not going to feel too guilty because one of them I shopped around and it was rejected 50 or 60 times. And it's been 7 years since I published my last book. So I'll accept the feast part of it without too much guilt.
Deserved. 50, 60, fools.
yes. It's such a lucrative business, you know, as you know, that.
But, you know, I almost think that there's a growing appreciation for poetry, too, at the same time, in certain corners of the world. What do you think?
I think so. I think I live in Grand Rapids, and I've seen a growth there in terms of venues and interest and readings. And I actually had the good fortune of reading with some Kalamazoo poets back in April, and I was just astounded by a room full of 50 or 60 people who turned out. And, you know, I'm usually happy to get a dozen, including maybe my parents and wife.
Family, relatives, colleagues, pull them in.
Get them all in there. But it was pretty impressive to see 50 or 60 people gathered at the Jiang Center here at Western Michigan and fully appreciative and attentive and really, really enjoying the evening.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I asked Hawkins to describe his new poetry collections.
The one, Jeremiah Johnson, which is kind of a strange take on that name. Obviously, many of us are familiar with the film from the early 70s with Robert Redford, Jeremiah Johnson. This is really, I'd have to say, This is a collection of work that I've written over the last decade or so, but it sort of crystallized into its present form just as a reaction to some of the, let's call it, uncertainties and turmoil of the last few years, I think, facing our nation. And I just chose a kind of a narrator with the name Jeremiah Johnson as kind of a play on that. But, you know, this is his screed, his rant, his cautionary tale, his prolonged lamentation sometimes peevish, sometimes irascible, sometimes resigned to hard times. But he's kind of an everyman or an every person from our 21st century time. So, you know, this is his Jeremiad, which is the prolonged lamentation, which goes back to the biblical Jeremiah. But he's also Johnson, just a typical guy. So that's kind of the perspective I approach that book with. The other one, Synchronized Swimmers, which is actually coming out this month, that arose a little bit more organically. I worked very closely with the publisher, Claire McQueen of Kaiso Flash Press, to put that book together. And we just kind of went back and forth and traded ideas. And it was very kind of interesting and fun to put it together that way. A theme kind of gradually emerged, and what I see growing organically was just sort of a combination of the exotic and the familiar, sometimes residing in the same landscape, the forgotten and the remembered, works of imagination and memory kind of juxtaposed with the present as well.
There's an interesting mix in reading these two books of poems, and I wanted to ask you, are these prose poems, flash fiction?
I guess beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and so are the definitions.
Good way to get out of it.
some of them I tend to call them short prose pieces, although some of them, the line does blur, doesn't it, between a short prose piece and a prose poem sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. And photography, is that your own?
There is some photography in there. Actually, there are a couple of photos from my wife, Ilse Murillo, that are published in Synchronized Swimmers, and there are a few
gorgeous too.
Poems from other people as well.
I love that blend of images with words. When I look at your personal history, and we've known each other for a while, you are very well-traveled. You've lived in different places. And in your author's note, you list some of the jobs that you've held. There's one I have to ask you about. Nose hair clipper model?
Yes, that was from my time living in Taiwan. I lived there for about 3 years in the early 90s. And I had a friend or a colleague whose husband was a commercial photographer, and he thought I would just be a great subject for the instruction packet of a nose hair clipper. So there I was, a nose hair clipper model. I was a hand model. I was a pots and pans model. So if you've seen me, you probably realize I didn't have a legitimate modeling career, but I can at least make that claim that, yes, I was a model for several years.
The list of jobs, and there's the Alaskan cannery, slimy table cleaner?
I was actually, one of my jobs was as a grader, and as the salmon came down the processing line, we had three bins. One was for sushi grade, one was for canned salmon grade, and one was for dog food. But after, like 15 hours on the line, it all just kind of gets blurry, and it just goes into whatever container is at hand.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with poet Tim Hawkins. He'll read from his new books at Michigan News Agency in downtown Kalamazoo on Wednesday, December 11th at 6 p.m. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.